www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You come to a point in time in your life where, you know, you want everything to have value. You don't want any cheap stuff, any foolishness, anything that's just fleeting, that's not going to work, that's not profitable. You don't want that. Amen? Are we there? Amen. Okay, so what I want to talk about tonight is going to be a revelation to you, but I want you to take it beyond just being revelation. Take it and let it be something you begin to outwork in your life till it becomes who you are. We recall the 50 prophets that saw Elisha after he came back, crossed the Jordan, after he smote the Jordan, came back. It's interesting. Those same 50 went to the same school. They were under the same Elijah. They had a revelation. They were telling him before Elijah was taken, don't you know that your covering, your father's going to be taken from you today? They were telling him that too. They had the revelation, but they never outworked the revelation. They never worked it into their life. They had the revelation. So we want to take things from just being revelation. You have people that are just excited to hear something they never heard before. And it's caused a baby to leap and stirs them up. But you have to take it further than that and begin to outwork that in your life until you become that. Now, there's where God has to take your heart and begin to mold and shape and, you know, massage and do different things with your heart to shape you and form you. Amen. Sometimes it has to do with denying yourself. Hello? See, if God's going to truly bring some of you, which he is, into vast amounts of money, you're going to have to know how to handle yourself with money. Not be at every mall in the state. Every weekend, where you go shopping? Amen? Okay, so I want to talk a bit tonight, and we'll continue to, is about the law of God's word that establishes destiny in your heart. How do we get God to establish that? There's a word used that God spoke. It's called the Dabar, D-A-B-A-R, Dabar. The Dabar word. It's a Dabar word. And we're going to take a look into this tonight. I want you to pay close attention because this is essential to us having success in whatever we do and wherever we go. This is God's word. This is not a pipe dream. It's not something that is unattainable. Throughout the scripture, we see different ones that were successful in whatever they did and wherever they went. You can be that one that when you enter somewhere, the environment changes simply because you are there. Things start happening. Chains start breaking off of people. You know, the whole atmosphere starts to change because you brought something with you there. You are under the mandate. You are walking in a dimension where you are prospering wherever you go, and whatever you do, it's got to be successful. Joseph was one of them. It didn't matter what they did to him, whether it was his brothers, Potiphar's wife, the butler forgot all about him in prison, but what, it didn't matter what happened to him, whatever he did, it prospered. Can you imagine that? I sometimes wonder, how can you be prosperous in a prison? But he was. He had keys to the prison. He had control and say-so over all the other prisoners. Joseph, because that thing was on him. Wherever he went, he was a child of destiny. I want to give you this first, because you see, once you take hold of the frequency, you have to hold the frequency. And the Daba word that comes to us is the word that will constrain us. In Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. That word law there and the word vision mean the same thing. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. Do you understand that? Vision there and law have the same meaning. Where there is no vision, where there is no law, the people perish. Now we're going to take a look at this word law. But now the Daba word, Joseph had it. And we'll study him a little more in depth with this. But let me put this out here for you because it'll help you to understand. Joseph, when God began to deal with Joseph, he initially dealt with him in a dream. Is that right? When God dealt with him in a dream, it was like, and I'm sure Joseph began to understand this because he shared the dream, his brothers hated him. But then it didn't matter whether they hated him or not, God gave him another dream. He was disclosing to him his future through dreams. Very unique. This is the frequency that God called Joseph to. Is that right? I want to show you why. I want to show you this because it's very important that we understand this. I'll call it a dream frequency. He was a dreamer. In other words, heaven connected to him through dreams. Abraham, God came down with angels and spoke to him. But with Joseph, it was a dream dimension, a dream frequency. Now, Joseph was very gifted and talented. While he had the dream, he began to suffer for it. But in the midst of his suffering, he still prospered. You know, he still was working like he had to work it out, but it wasn't up to him, it was up to God. Now, I want you to see this very closely, very, very clearly. When he was in prison, the butler and the baker were put in prison. They were sad. He asked them, why are your countenance so sad? He said, we both had dreams last night. We don't understand what they mean. And Joseph said, well, tell me the dream. And Joseph interpreted the dream. Then he told, when the butler got released and the baker got beheaded, he told the butler, listen, when you go before Pharaoh, talk to him for me. Let me paraphrase. Talk to him because I'm down here, but I'm down here unlawfully. I've done no wrong, done no evil to anyone. But when the butler went up before Pharaoh, when he was renewed to his place and restored, God blocked his mind. You know why he blocked his mind? Because Joseph was trying to prosper by speaking to the butler. He was putting the butler there, do something, do me a favor. But see, that wasn't the frequency he was on. He was on a dream frequency. 2 years passed till God dealt with his heart. Till that wicked and deceitful heart wasn't trying to bust out the prison. He was humbled now. And then guess what? He was back on the frequency because then God gave another dream. He wasn't going to deal with Joseph no other way. You see what I mean? So his advancement, his success and prosperity came through that frequency, through that mandate placed on his life. See, that's why you have to understand what is the mandate that God has placed on my life? Because when I walk in it, when I'm constrained to that mandate, I will have good success and I will prosper. There'll be nothing that can stop me. I will arrive at that place. When Pharaoh said, I understand you're a man that can tell me my dreams, he said, it is not in me. But there is a frequency, a mandate on my life. Tell me the dream and God will reveal the dream to you. See, that was his mandate. That was his frequency. See, some people are copycats. They just try to copy other people and get off the frequency that you're on. And then before you know it, you all messed up and you jealous of that person because they stand on their frequency. And you do that through receiving the mandate through a higher authority, through your pastor. First of all, through the Holy Ghost. But the pastor should bring things that confirm things or tell you, no, don't go that way. That ain't God. Hello? I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. So we stay on the frequency and we enter in that dimension of good success. Stuff just started happening. See, Joseph got past trying to work it out. Please, when you go before Pharaoh, God said, I'm shutting it down. You ain't ready. Please do me a favor when you go before Pharaoh. He said, nope, you ain't ready. 2 years. That dirty dungeon till he got back on the frequency. See, it indicates he got back on the frequency. God gave Pharaoh a dream now. Because God said, I'm doing this myself. Your ambitious self, get out the way. I'm not letting you do this. This is my work. You just let me live through you. Let me have your heart. Or you have my heart. Take on the king's heart so that I can turn it whithersoever I will. See, when Jesus was here, he didn't do stuff of his own accord. He said, I see my father work, I work. My father's working, I'm working. He's not doing anything, I'm not doing anything. See, people don't do that. They get drawn away with other stuff. They see other people they think are prospering or going on, and they're just doing their thing. And then before you know it, they're tempted to get out there. No, you better wait on God. Hello? You see other folk getting married, and you know God told you to get married. Now you out there looking. No, don't you go looking. Just put yourself in a place where they can see you. With your pretty self. Just look pretty. Talk intelligent. Be where you're supposed to be. Don't go looking in all the wrong places. Where are you supposed to be? You mad at God, no one goes to church. That might be the night he come and visit. And God put you on his heart. Who knows? You might be on that dream frequency. He didn't have a dream about you. Come in here and see, that's the one. Amen. So there are frequencies, but it comes through the mandate. What is our primary purpose? What is our primary assignment? It's interesting. Paul was such a man. Let's get a clear glimpse into the life of Paul. How he walked. You know, outside of Jesus, Paul is the next character that I believe probably walked closest to God, although the other apostles did as well. But in Philippi, when they were going to have a prayer meeting, the woman with the spirit of divination joined their party. The small woman, she began to say, these are men of the Most High God. They showed us the way of salvation. I'm certain Paul identified that devil right away. But you see, he had a primary assignment. That wasn't the assignment. Just because he could. See, folk do stuff just because they can do it. I got the gift. I can do that. But Paul was on a primary assignment. He wasn't thinking about that. Think about it. 3 days that woman followed, interrupting the services. These are men of the Most High God that show unto us the way of salvation. But on the third day, there was a stirring. See, he waited on God. Because see, when you wait on God, something will happen.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part one of our series entitled The Seven Dimensions of Conquest. Many fail because they don't represent God well due to the lack of a mandate. Self is a difficult problem for many believers. If the heart has been fashioned by the Holy Spirit, then you have a king's heart. Proverbs 21:1 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he churns it whithersoever he will. An obedient heart can obey the Spirit of God, and you become a person of stature in the Spirit. A king's heart is pliable, shaped, disciplined, and fashioned by the hand of God. Stature is determined by yielding to God's dealings in your life. A life driven by a gift is a danger to the kingdom, and that person's character will always suffer. Deception is possible when heart is not yielded to the king. Saints must learn to wait upon the Lord. Joshua was told by God in chapter 1 of Joshua, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.